It's been more than 6 months since the mass shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, reignited the national debate on gun ownership. And with the anniversary came word that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid will again try and pass a bill requiring universal background checks for gun sales. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the vote will be laced with politics, and Reid will not be able to bank on the support of Senator Mark Begich.
On April 17th, the Senate rejected an amendment expanding background checks to gun shows and online sales. A majority, 54 senators, voted for the expanded law, but Senate rules require 60 votes. Both Begich and Senator Lisa Murkowski voted against the measure. A recent Gallup poll shows 83% of Americans support expanded background checks, a slight tick down from 91% just a few months ago. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat, says 6 months after the shooting, the families of victims remain undeterred.
The momentum is undiminished. The passion is stronger, if anything. We lost the first vote, but we're going to win the last vote. And the one who wins the last vote is the one who wins.
He compares the 2 days, the shooting and the vote.
December 14th was a day of searing sadness. But April 17th was a day of shame.
And that's why Reid says he'll bring up the measure again. He promises he will not accept a watered-down bill, but does not explain what that means. And it remains unclear whether the Senate will vote on other measures, like an amendment Begich promotes outlawing the seriously mentally ill from owning guns. Reid says it's not if the Senate passes the background check bill, it's when the Senate passes the background check bill.
The writing is on the wall. The Republicans who voted against this, the writing is on the wall. And the Democrats have voted against this, the handful of them that voted against this.
That handful includes Begich, Max Baucus, who is retiring, Mark Pryor, and Heidi Heitkamp. Pryor, like Begich, is up for re-election in 2014 in a Republican state.
Benjamin Wheeler, age 6.
At a Capitol Hill press conference last week marking the anniversary, Matt Soto read the names and ages of the victims who were murdered at Sandy Hook. He paused to compose himself when he got to his older sister.
Victoria Soto, age 27. Rachel DeVino, age 29.
The families of the victims have returned to Capitol Hill to lobby for the background checks. Begich met with them last week and again told them he would vote no. If the families cannot win over hesitant senators, one person hopes to punish them at the polls, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg, the billionaire who's been a Democrat, Republican, and now independent, is asking New York donors to withhold donations to Begich and the other no votes. One of those New Yorkers is Peter J. Solomon. The investment banker gave $2,500 to Senator Begich in the first quarter of this year. He's given him nearly $5,000 since 2008. He refused to comment for this story, but his aide gave a statement on his behalf. It says he respects both Mayor Bloomberg and Senator Begich, that he disagrees with Begich on gun control, but will continue to donate to him because he prefers a Senate in the Democrats' control. Begich says many of his donors don't agree with his vote on background checks.
You know, at their request, they would call, or I've made calls to say, hey, I know you have a concern or a question I want to answer, because I'm not afraid to talk to folks about my position and my votes.
It's unclear when the debate will begin again on the Senate floor. Reid says this time he will not bring it up for a vote until he knows he has the votes to pass it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.